Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast, an intelligent, imaginative, hospitable exploration of ideas that matter in contemporary life. And now, here's your host, Dick Staub.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another encore presentation of The Dick Staub Show, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers about their life, work, and personal journey. Today, a conversation with Brian Godawa, author of Hollywood Worldviews. Well, welcome, everybody. This is your friendly guy, Dick Staub. You know, at the Dick Staub Show, we believe that Americans are on a spiritual journey. We believe that they are often conducting that journey outside of organized religion. We think that popular culture, movies, books, music, are primary conveyors of ideas and worldviews in today's culture. As a matter of fact, if you want to know where the conversation is going on about spiritual stuff and ideas that matter, it's often right there in the popular culture. Therefore, we believe that Christians who want to be equipped to understand and communicate their own beliefs must be bilingual, have to speak the language of faith and speak the language of culture. Well, I am delighted to bring you a new resource to help you watch films with wisdom and discernment. It is a book by Brian Godawa, a screenwriter and author of Hollywood Worldviews, and it's great to have you with us today.
Great to be here, Dick. Thanks.
So let's learn a little bit about your journey. How did you get so interested in film in the first place?
Well, I'm sort of a typical example of, you know, ever since I was a kid, I've always loved the movies and always wanted to be a part of them. But I didn't start actually writing for them, till about 13 years ago or so. And basically, I just, you know, I had loved films as a kid, but then when I went into college, I was actually trained in the fine arts. And as I learned about the value of art, I began to see the power of how art communicates a worldview. And particularly, I read the author Francis Schaeffer, who was very dramatically influential in my life. And his writings really helped me to interpret art and see them for what they were, which is the communication of worldviews. And, of course, movies being a form of art and, in my opinion, one of the dominant forms of art in the 20th century.
Just tell me a bit about your faith journey. What tradition were you raised in, and how did you get to the place where you wanted to seriously bring every area of your life under God's governance, including art and film?
Well, interestingly, I was born and raised a Roman Catholic, but
in the Chicago area.
Yeah, in the Chicago area. As a matter of fact, when Willow Creek was just a kid's thing called Sun City, I went there.
Oh, really?
And what touched me was they used drama,
yeah,
and they used media, and as an artist, that communicated the truth to me, the gospel to me, in a way that changed my life. So, you know, that was pretty much the dominant influence and how I came to Christ. But I also, later on in life, you know, I went through a period where I really sort of rejected the arts. I was more pietistic. I saw how many, quote, worldly people were in control and how much damage and evil that the arts are used, in particular movies. But then, like I said, I started reading Francis Schaeffer, and it turned around, and I realized that they can be used for good as well, and I embarked on that journey.
Now, interestingly enough, then, your own journey is one that has been bouncing between some of the, what you call, problems with the way the Christian world today deals with culture, which is, you say we're either cultural anorexics or we're cultural gluttons.
Yeah, we always,
what do you mean by those terms?
Yeah, we always tend to go to the extremes, don't we? And then when we react against one extreme, we go to the other. And the cultural glutton is basically the individual who consumes all culture around him without a real discerning mind. You know, they enjoy things like movies and they enjoy music, and they just don't really think about what those art forms are communicating. And then there's the cultural anorexic, and that's the individual who sees a lot of the damage and evil that the arts often have done and reacts against it by cutting himself off from all culture, all arts, because they see it as sort of worldly in and of itself. And I think both extremes deny God's image in man and are really a reaction against the Creator in a very real sense.
Now, and you interact with the age-old debate about whether movies reflect culture or influence culture, and you also tie it in with the concept of amusement and the root words of amusement, which are without the mind. And that is just the one option that's not available to a follower of Jesus. I mean, if there's one thing we know, it's that Jesus said we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all of our mind.
Yes, well, and you know, too, I mean, the concept, the modern concept of entertainment is, in a very real sense, it's very new. This idea that entertainment is somehow some removed thing that doesn't have value, that doesn't communicate depth or something like that. See, the arts have always communicated worldviews. I mean, you know, look at the great arts of the past, and you'll find that people have always considered art to be meaningful and communicate something. And I think in, you know, the modern society, we've relegated to this sort of like junk food. You know, yeah, we just eat junk food, we just watch entertainment, but that's not what it is. It does entertain, but there is also a communication, a viewpoint that the artists are trying to communicate. Yeah.
Now, you talk about myth, and this is very important in understanding storytelling. And one of the things that I find interesting, knowing the fact that you are a visual artist, is that this book really doesn't deal with the visual images of film so much as the worldview conveyed in the storyline.
Yeah.
But myth is an important way of understanding how story works, and you talk about the influence of Joseph Campbell, who was himself influenced by Carl Jung, and you get these archetypes, and you get these classic views of how story unfolds. Talk about myth and why that's an important thing to understand film.
Yes, many people react to the concept of myth because they think, oh, myth means it's false. And myth is, you know, they think of the Greek gods and they misunderstand it as being something that's intrinsically bad. Well, yeah, there is some bad mythology, like Greek mythology. But the nature of myth, we are myth creatures.
Yeah.
We are created, and myth, in as I define it, is essentially the embodiment or the incarnation of the worldview of a culture.
Yes.
And so you'll have myths that would you know, communicate, for instance, you have the West, American Western, okay? That's our mythology, is the lone individual, you know, breaking out in the wilderness.
Right.
Well, that's a mythology. A mythology expresses a dominant or, you know, influential worldview of a particular culture.
That may or may not be true, but
exactly.
You point out that C.S. Lewis says that Christianity is a true myth.
Absolutely, and so, there is a Christian mythology.
Yeah.
We must not be afraid of these pagan authors like Joseph Campbell, simply because you know, they dominate the field. We can learn a lot from them, but we can just understand where they're wrong as well.
Yeah.
So just because Joseph Campbell is a relativist doesn't mean all the encyclopedic knowledge that he brings to the table is useless.
Yeah.
We can use that and reinterpret it or deconstruct it and recreate it in terms of a Christian worldview.
Now, what do you mean when you talk about monomyth?
Yeah, that was Campbell's belief was that all mythology, he was a relativist, so he believed that all the religions have commonalities, and his way of explaining, well, why do they have commonalities in thought? You know, the modern mind will often believe that they evolve from one another, right? That's the evolutionary mythology. Joseph Campbell believed that they all had similar concepts, all religions, because they all go back to some primary protozoical, you know, myth or religion from which they're all stealing from. Well, of course, he would throw Christianity in there with all the rest of them, but as a person who's read the Bible and studied it myself, I would simply conclude that his understanding of the monomyth is simply Christianity is the original monomyth from which all of the religions distort that picture and steal from.
Well, and you've got you talk about Daniel Taylor's work in which he talks about it assumes a narratable world.
Exactly.
And so it's got to mean that there is an underlying truth that is alluded to in a variety of mythologies, and as C.S. Lewis said, Christianity is the true myth. So the archetypes are universal, but the truth is rooted in our faith. Join us next time for a continuation of our conversation with Brian Godawa. Thank you for listening to The Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's KINDLINGS. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.